Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
11:57 left in the contest. Got a flag just as the ball was snapped, and this is going to be offsides against Mountain Home.
Offsides against the Bombers, be a 5-yard mark off.
That's 8 penalties against Mountain Home tonight for 61 yards.
From the 45-yard line.
Just 4 last week. So they move the ball to the 45. And it brings up 2nd and a short 2 here for the Goblins. Working left to right now in this 4th quarter. Plumlee in at quarterback for Harrison. Straight ahead on the carry that time for Harrison was
Jordan Wells on the carry.
Robertson.
3rd down and about a foot.
Brock Boget out there for the defense making a play still.
47-yard line.
3rd and about a yard coming up here for the Goblins. About a half yard. 3rd and about a half yard at the 46-yard line. 10:54 left in the contest. Plumlee hands it off. Welsh left side has a 1st down run for the Goblins. Makes his way right to midfield. Then he's driven backwards, but it's enough to move the chains and a 1st down.
Well,
Harrison
takes the ball to midfield. It is a 1st down for the Goblins.
They've done such a good job tonight moving the ball, you know. Like I said, we knew they were going to be good coming in, but whenever we're looking at the final stats and this is all said and done, I think we're going to be shocked how many yards.
Hey, what, 3? Was it 335 at halftime?
In the first half,
wow.
Yeah.
We've got a flag, and I think Harrison had 12. I didn't get set either, but either way, it's against Harrison. Backs him up to the 45.
Off against the Goblins.
You got younger players on the field right now. You know, there's nerves and working out the kinks, but you know what? If you're Harrison, you got to be happy. You're getting some younger players on the field. You know, you never know. I always heard you're one play away from being a starter for your backup and getting these guys some practice before they get into their conference season.
Exactly. I was looking at their schedule, and they're the two toughest teams they have in their conference, Greensboro and Marlton. Both those games are at home this year for the Goblins. You don't want to go look too far ahead, but they've got a good chance to run the table, be undefeated going into the postseason as they were last year. Finished
12-1.
Well, like they said, this is the best team that I think you heard in the pregame since their state run back in what year was it?
99. Yep.
I actually played with some guys at Tech off that 99 team. And they're pretty impressive. Harrison's got a great history of good football.
They do. Tommy Tice, of course, there forever, and they
Mad Norman carry again.
Got a coach or two after him. Then, of course, Joel Wells has come in. He's a Missouri Hall of Fame high school coach. And he has rebuilt his program.
I think they've definitely got their money's worth out of him.
Yes.
He is, you know, you can tell they've got a great fan base. They've got a great, a lot of energy in their program.
Brock Boget slow to get up. They stop the clock and get him off the field. He looks like maybe in a shoulder or an arm, and Boget comes out. 3rd and 9 here for the Goblins. Plumlee passes it right side.
That's loose ball.
Yeah, they're going to call that a backwards pass and loose, and waiting to see who comes up with it. Mountain Home has the football. The Bombers recover. I believe that was Pope that came up with it. We never got an indication from the official. If it was incomplete, they would have blown it, and they didn't, and they're going to say Mountain Home football.
Yeah, he threw that. It was definitely thrown behind the line of scrimmage, and the receiver didn't have the notion to go and cover it up. I don't think he realized it. But, yeah, good job. Good heads-up play by the Bombers jumping on it there. Go put some more points on the board.
Second turnover of the night by the Goblins. So Mountain Home will get the ball at the 44-yard line.
And that's what you want to see, you know, in a team like Mountain Home. You know, you don't want them to give up or quit. And, you know, they're still fighting for every yard they're getting and still showing heart.
8:07 to play. Bombers down 42-6. Patterson loses the football, and Harrison gets it right back. They recover at the 43-yard line. So the teams exchange turnovers and back-to-back plays. Jacob Dean covers the loose football for the Goblins.
Yeah, on the snap, he pulled it out. It looks like it just fell right out of his hands. He just lost control of it.
So Harrison will have it at the 43, their own 43.
How many turnovers for tonight? You say two?
That's the first for Mount Home.
First.
Harrison has two on the evening. So first down for the Goblins at their own 43. Plumlee, play action, rolling to the left, wants to pass, looks downfield, has a man, it's complete, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it's incomplete. He must not have got his foot down in bounds as he was knocked out at about the 45-yard line. Everybody started moving upfield. Everybody except the official that made the call thought it was a first down. And, boy, that official's getting an earful over there in the sideline right now, too, because that was right in front of the Harrison sideline. And, boy, I mean, the Harrison coaches are not happy with that one.
Not happy.
Coach Wells is giving him an earful right now. I like Coach Wells. He's a good guy. He's
second down and 10.
Logan Walker came up pretty fired up there. He is happy he made a play over there. He was able to force out of bounds.
Second down and 10 here for the Goblins. Kept by Plumlee, the quarterback, on the option, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain on the play.
To about the 44-yard
Wells
line.
In his fifth year there as the Goblins head coach. He's a Marshall native, really good guy. And, of course, Tommy Tice, the longtime coach there with the Goblins, all the success he had. And
oh, yeah, he's a legend.
He is.
I played against a few of Tommy's teams, and, man, every time we played Harrison, we had our hands full. They were always very, very well coached when Tommy ran the show.
Yes. Plumlee wants to pass. Looking long, left side, into the crowd, is deflected, and incomplete. Walker again with the covers there, and he was one of looks like two players, maybe that had his hand on the ball and knocks it away.
Pretty good arm on that third-string quarterback.
He does, doesn't he?
My goodness, he let back and just let that one go.
6 minutes left to play. Harrison will punt. This is Riley Jones coming in to punt now for the Goblins.
Kenny Gilson, please go to the front gate to meet your grandmother.
Nobody back deep for Mountain Home. Now it looks like Patterson's going to go back deep to return the punt. Jones gets the kick away. Boy, he gets away a good one. Bounces it about the 13 and down at about the 15 is where the Goblins will cover the football with 5:26 to play.
Mountain Home will take over.
On the road next week, making that trip to Nettleton over in Jonesboro. First of two trips in a row to Jonesboro, although we'll have the bye week in between those trips. But
still mosquito season over there. You better take your off. I'll tell you what, they got some mosquitoes over there, big as pterodactyls.
Oh, they do, don't they? I never forget that first time we played Jonesboro and they had the truck going up and down the streets during the game spraying. I'd never seen that before.
Those little foggers.
Yes.
Over on the carry. Takes the ball out to about the 18-yard line.
Bombers pick up about three on first down here. So that'll be the final non-conference game of the season for Mountain Home next week. That trip to Jonesboro to face Nettleton. And then
Gray was there for the Goblins.
The week off, and then 3 weeks from tonight, we'll make that trip to Jonesboro to face the Hurricane in the conference opener. 4:42 to play. Second and 7 here for Mountain Home at the 19-yard line. Patterson gives it straight ahead and carry out to about the 25 as Lindsay with the carry. Very close to a first down. They're going to mark him at the 24-yard line with a 6-yard gain. So third in the yard coming up here for this Bomber offense.
Should be a pretty easy yard to get. They've been moving the football pretty decent.
They have. 4:09 left in the contest. Harrison up 42-6. Lindsay, the fullback, he's going to get it, and looks like he's got the first down just across the 25-yard line, and the Bombers will move the chains for the ninth time tonight.
Across the 26-yard line. Adamson was there for the Goblins.
Waiting for the chain gang to move the chains.
Well, that's slow chain gang over there.
Everybody moved, ready to go, except the chain gang. 3:42 to go. Patterson keeps it on the right side, has a first down run across the 40 to the 45-yard line. Brody Patterson is going to pick up 21 yards on first down.
Really impressed with Brody Patterson's play here since he come in, you know. Threw the ball a little bit, now he's running it. If you're looking at the future of the Bomber program, you got to be happy with his performance tonight.
It was a 19-yard gain. I forgot the ball was spotted at about the 26. So about a 19-yard gain or so on the play.
Oh, we got laundry on the
field. On the far side. Have not been given an indication yet. Yeah, Mountain Home's backing up. Let's see what it is. It's a block in the back against Mountain Home.
Well, you hate that after such a great run.
Yes.
To be killed on
blocking the back against the Bombers.
Blocking the back.
So it's a 13-yard gain to the 39. And then the penalty moves it back to the 29-yard line.
Second down, 7.
3:29 left to play. Mountain on penalized now 9 times. 71 yards. Up the right sideline. Big run for the Bombers. This is Price at the 30, the 25. He's caught from behind, and Hunter Price with a big run for Mountain Home. Inside the 20, down to the 15-yard line.
Did a good job sealing that edge right there, letting Price get on the outside. Boy, he just took it up the field and ran with it.
Quad was there for the Goblins. First and 10 from the 16-yard line.
55-yard run for Price. First down for the Bombers at the 16 of Harrison. 2:48 to play. Ball's given to Lindsay. He stood up at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to get about a yard on the play. It was Dean making the stop that time for the Goblins.
Jacob Dean just plugged that hole and just stood him straight up, drove him back. That was...
Ball was there for the Goblins.
You want to get a man on him and get him out of the way.
1 yard gain to the 15. 2:19 to play. The Bombers trying to get a second score on the scoreboard here. Patterson gives it straight ahead, and this is Lindsay once again moving the pile down near the 11-yard line. It's going to be about a 4-yard gain on the play. Hershberger is going to come back in for Mountain Home.
Lindsay takes the ball down.
He'll give Lindsay a break. Boucher
is
not. I don't think we've seen him back on the field since he was injured playing defense earlier this quarter. So third down here for Mountain Home. This is Hershberger, and he's going to be pulled down right at the 10-yard line. It's a gain of 1 on the play. So a big fourth down now for this Bomber offense. Fourth and about 4 here for this Bomber offense.
There's fourth down and 4.
1:13 to play as the Bombers will send the field goal unit on. Good chance to work on this in game situation. Carlos Cardenas will attempt the field goal here for the Bombers. This is going to be a 27-yard field goal attempt. I've only got 2 seconds on the play clock, and Bombers will take the timeout. 49 seconds to play. We'll break. It's 42-6 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
49 seconds to play. Harrison up 42-6. Bombers getting ready to attempt a field goal. Carlos Cardenas, this is going to be a 27-yard field goal attempt on 4th and 4. McKay the holder. Good snap. The kick is up. And he squeezes it through. It's good. 27-yarder for Cardenas. With 41 seconds left to play.
Excellent kick. Had plenty of distance, plenty of strength. Good shot right between the uprights.
We'll take a quick break, come back, and get the ensuing kickoff. 42-9, our score. Harrison leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
41 seconds left as the Bombers get set to kick off after the field goal by Cardenas. He has the ball teed up at the 40. And that pooch-style kick, Harrison will take it down into the 33. Harrison just going to have to snap it. Probably just one more time, and this one will be over.
Yeah, they'll probably snap it and kneel on it.
Yep.
Harris will start first and 10.
So the Goblins will move to 2-0 with the victory.
You know, I think they're going to have such a great shot in the conference they play. And, I mean, I think they'd even have a chance in the Bombers Conference. I mean, this is a really stacked Harrison team and lived up to the hype. And
I love the point you made in that first half, the fact that, great, that wide receiver lined up a yard offside.
Yes.
Now he's got his hands in there like, what did I do? I mean, he was a full yard past the ball. But the point you made in that first half, we had all this hype about the offense, but I was very impressed with the defense as you were tonight. With
very
Harrison.
Impressed. Yeah, they did a good job.
Hand off straight ahead, about a six-yard gain on the play, and that's going to be the final play of the game. Harrison wins it by a score of 42-9. Post-game show coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers post-game show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.